You asked a provocative question, Jeff. Ask it again. What is privacy?
What is privacy anyway? We keep on presuming that anything about you is private, that any piece of information that someone gets is private. That's a big presumption.
No,
right? And privacy has to hinge around the notion, I think, of harm. That if this is known, and if you didn't want it known, and now it's known, there's harm to you. But
that's not true. That's not true. Well, if you go to a sporting stadium, there's a camera in the sporting stadium by a company called FanCam. And it's a company out of South Africa, and it's a very high-resolution camera. You have absolutely no privacy when you enter a sporting stadium. You sign it away on your ticket. You sign it away when
you enter the sporting stadium. Hold on. You're in a public place. Of course you have no privacy. There's no such thing as privacy in public. So, again, now, it's a misnomer to say that when you're in public, someone knows you're there, that's private. It's not private at all, by definition.
Right, but if your wife does a search on a photo and sees you sitting next to
you. Here's privacy. If I'm sitting on the John, I don't want anybody having pictures of me. I don't want any camera in my bathroom.
True. How about that? Name a place where a camera's in the bathroom that way, right?
Right.
We have that
privacy. Except if you bring your smartphone
in fact, Robert, here's a Robert Scoble case. Nick Bilton just wrote his final column for the New York Times. And I'm glad to say after many years, and I like Nick, but after many years of whining and moaning and being dystopian about technology and worrying about it, at the end he kind of says, oh, it's okay, it's all right. But it was Nick Bilton who called me about a column he wrote when he got all knickers and knots, so to speak, because you walked in to IO with your glass on in the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said to Nick, number one, Nick, if you think anybody wants a picture of your junk, especially Robert Scoble, then you're the one who has the problem.
Well, there is a certain amount of moral panic.
To take a picture of your junk, I would have to actually go like
this.
I would have to say, okay, glass, take a picture.
But more to the point, I think a lot of the concerns about privacy are kind of theoretical, hypothetical, rather than real.
With actual harm, number one. And number two, we're stretching privacy now to define anything about you. And that is dangerous and that is wrong. When you are, and as a journalist, I care about the notion of public, because when you're in a public place doing something, you're responsible for that act in public. And yes, you know, Robert, if somebody walks into a stadium with their mistress and they start doing nasty things,
well, that's their fault.
And you see them, that's their fault. And you see them, you can go to their wife and say, I saw your husband doing this. And
now it'll be on the internet. The one thing that the technology is changing what we understand about privacy, because that company FanCam can watch which sporting events you go to and what jersey you're wearing, can see your age algorithmically, can see your gender algorithmically, can see your sentiment. Are you happy or sad? And it can track, you showed up at a Taylor Swift concert. Oh, you showed up at a Warriors game here. Oh, you showed up at a Giants game on this other stadium on this date. And so it can start knowing you at some level that we just haven't been used to that knowledge being studied, right?
I'm in one of those pictures, actually.
Yeah, were you at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and then they did one at the Niners last year, which I was.
They have a picture of everybody who was at the Super Bowl.
Every single person, and you can zoom in at every single person who's at the Super Bowl. You can see your face, but you are in a public place. I mean,
and you signed away your privacy because of TV rights.
Yeah,
the TV right on the stadium wall. It says you have no rights to privacy here because you're being broadcast.
I don't have rights to. Do I have rights to privacy when I walk down the street?
No, because that's a public place.
No, because it's a public place.
Right.
But now think about the Google self-driving car. What is it really doing? It's not just mapping the world in 3D and in a point cloud. It's watching you. And think about, there's only one out of 100,000 cars that are doing this. What happens when every car is watching you? And it's predicting what your next action is. Because it has to predict your next action.
And keep you alive as a result.
Yes, that's right.
True, but this is a scary amount of new data that we haven't thought through.
It's scary. It's
scary. Come on. Speeches, a third of my hands go up when I ask people, are you freaked out at the end? And I'm just talking about stuff.
What does that mean? That means that we're doing a bad job educating people about where the benefits are and what controls there are necessary on the risks. You cannot legislate around the emotion of scary or creepy.